In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Well, hey, thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, are you answering that call as an exceptional American? I hope so, because you're listening to this radio show. That's called a clue in my business that you want to act out as an exceptional American. Thank you very much for listenership. A lot of things going on, of course, here at Agenda 21 Radio. Agenda 21 Radio brought to you by Numana Foods. Numana.com/agenda will get you your prepper needs. Okay, so this is naturally the day we turn to Drudge and Breitbart. We had so many things going on. We continue to have so many things going on. Just the 24/7, 365 news cycle is now upon us. That's just the way it is. We're being bombarded by news everywhere, all kinds of news, and all kinds of things happening, which is great. We love it. We love it when it's like this. Talking about the baseball game last night, the Democrats won 11-2. Aren't we glad we don't have a whole season of Democrat versus Republican baseball? That's a new league. Think about it. In order to build, I'm thinking out loud here. I can do that. You know, I have my tinfoil hat on, and I hope you also have your tinfoil hat on. I expect that you do have your tinfoil hat on. Here's the reason, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't have your tinfoil hat on, then you're not thinking. You're doing what the other side wants you to do, which is to not think. Tinfoil hat is the basis for all good thinking. Think about it. It's okay. We listen, you know, I'm a former science teacher. I used to teach all kinds of science for 16 years before I became a school administrator. Then I got into curriculum and all this other stuff for, well, 41 years total in education. So I kind of know how this thinking thing works. And I say, and we encourage thinking like crazy around here at all times. It right, wrong, indifferent, whatever. We just think. But don't become an automaton, which is what they want you to become. The totalitarians want you to be fat, happy, and stupid, or dumb, whatever you want to call yourself. We encourage that you become fat, happy, and smart, if you want to choose that. You can be thin. I mean, no, I'm not being a bigot towards fat or thin people. I don't care. I don't care what you weigh. My point is, think. And don't let them tell you you can't think, all you flat earthers out there. And you know, science is settled, right? Okay, anyway, I'm off topic here. But the thing that's going on in our administration and what's going on the planet with this baseball game, the idea of shooting and killing representatives, this is commonly known as assassination. So the assassination, and I put that out there because remember, when this all went down the other day, when this went down on Wednesday, we were at this very hour on Wednesday going, okay, they're already starting to shape the narrative. The gun did it. It was the gun's fault. And they were saying it was an AR-15. At least 50 to 100 bullets fired. Well, you know, listen, these guys are under fire. We played the tape yesterday. We got the tape. They're definitely under fire, and there's a lot of shots fired. I'll back them up on that. But it didn't sound, quite frankly, it just from the reports that I was getting. Now, a report is a shot fired. It's the sound. Okay, so when I refer to a report from a gun, you know what I'm talking about. The report that I was listening to, it didn't sound like an AR-15. So it was, and it wasn't. It didn't turn out to be. It sounded like a bigger bullet. A bigger shell. And it was an SKS. It's an AK-47 Chinese style. So it was an AK-47. So the Russians did it. Because the original design was Kalashnikov, right? A Russian. Al-Ruski. So the Russians did it yesterday. They did it Wednesday too. They were the assassins. Because it was the gun that did it. Don't you get it? And the Chinese teamed up, of course. Because they made it in China, SKS. That's what happened. It's the Russians and the Chinese. They did it. They built the gun. They designed the gun. They did it. And it was an American Democrat who tried the assassination and paid for it with his life, by the way. I like the way the whole thing went down, actually, in terms of going down, if it has to go down. I know that really sounds pretty strange, but hear me out. The man came for a soft target. The coward that he is, of course. Comes for the soft target. Now, soft targets, when you have a gun and other people don't, and you plan to massacre them, and you do, then you commit suicide. That's kind of always, if you notice that that's the MO, actually. The shooter commits suicide or gets shot and killed, always dead. This guy was shot, taken to the hospital, wounded, and then died in the hospital. Kind of like what happened to Seth Rich. Makes you kind of wonder, doesn't it? But they always die, don't they? They always shoot themselves in the end, these people, when they talk about these mass. Now, we've had a lot of opportunity to study mass murders, and they always look for the soft target. That is the way they do it in Islam. That's the way the Islamic terrorists do it. That's the way big-time terrorists do it. They look for the soft targets, and they disarm you. Of course, schools, notoriously, soft targets. Anytime a government is trying to disarm the public, they want to disarm you for a reason, because they want to make you the servant. That's ultimately what this is all about. Why do you think we have a Second Amendment? So the report that came back, see, the Russians and the Chinese teamed up to the assassination because it was the gun's fault. Gosh, see, I solve these problems. It's just tinfoil hat thinking. That's the thinking, of course, the logic on the left. And, oh, by the way, it was a Democrat who did it. So the Democrats didn't have anything to do with it. It was the Russians and the Chinese. Don't you just love sick and twisted thinking? I don't. I don't like it at all. That's why we sort it out here on Agenda 21 Radio. The shooter has some sort of disease, Democrat disease. He's not a Democrat. He's a terrorist. His mind was filled with poison. And he did what he did because, you know, that's what they do. They get to violence. Now, interesting report. Not a gunshot, but an actual story that popped up here in Drudge, which is kind of interesting. Shots fired at truck flying Make America Great Again flag. Several shots fired at truck flying Make America Great flag, Indianapolis, Indiana. I wonder if Pence had anything to do with this. Indiana State Police say shots were fired at a truck flying a Make a Great America flag again. Officers believe the shots were fired from a newer white four-door Chevrolet Malibu. God, it's a total Democrat car, isn't it? Democrats drive those cars. Or terrorists. Either one. I mean, see, I wonder if it's from an SKS, and then we can blame it on the Russians. Or we could make it pure blaming on the Russians by saying it was an AK-47. They're getting away from the ARs, apparently. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Be prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. You can call in area code 215-867-8255. Talk about any of the things we're talking about here. That's 215-867-8255. That's 215-TOP-TALK. How you get there? Okay, Otto Warmbier, a student who was studying in Korea, North Korea, was abducted, I think, over a year ago. Well, They say that he was being accused by the North Koreans of stealing a poster or something like that, propagandizing or whatever. It's a very, very heart-wrenching story. That's why you should never go to North Korea. Not while you got Fat Boy there. The Fat One just doesn't like to be called the Fat One. This is like legend, you know. So we call him the Fat Boy. Just to poke fun at him, I guess, huh? No, this is serious business. This man's a stone-cold killer. This is, you know, again, if you take a look at Agenda 21, United Nations plan for the 21st century, if you take a look at that, it is absolutely a perfect example of what the world is supposed to look like in the end. If you follow the plan, if you go through the whole thing, we depopulate the planet to around 500,000 people. Well, that's okay, right? Wrong, but that's okay. Now, here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. North Korea is that perfect, it's the perfect place. It's nirvana. It is what Agenda 21 is all about. Seriously. Look, it has very low carbon footprint. They don't use much electricity. That's evidence at night when you see North Korea and the peninsula, and it's black in the north and light in the south. And those crazy South Koreans are using up so much carbon. Al Gore would be so mad. Oh, my God, I'm just going to... So, but go to North Korea with dear Fat Boy. He'll take care of you, just like he did with Otto Rambeer. So, interesting. They release Otto because of the president. Yeah. Donald Trump. They release him because of the president. Which is interesting, isn't it? Doctors report. What happened to Otto when he got released and came back? He was in a coma. A lot of people don't get this. They flew him back and he was in a coma. A coma. Imagine that.
Arrived at our medical center approximately 40 hours ago. The Warmbier family has given us permission and has asked us to disclose his current medical condition. Mr. Warmbier arrived in Cincinnati at approximately 10 p.m. on June 13th. Dr. Jordan Bonomo and the transport team met the aircraft and assumed care of the patient at the airport. He was transported to the Neuroscience Intensive Care Unit at the University of Cincinnati Medical Center, where Dr. Brandon Foreman and his team were waiting. An extensive series of imaging and diagnostic tests began immediately upon his arrival at our hospital. Throughout this process, the Warmbier family has been at their son's bedside, and information has been continuously shared with them. His vital signs were stable upon arrival and have remained so. He requires no supplemental oxygen or respiratory assistance. He has no signs of infection or dysfunction of the major non-neurological organs. His neurological condition can be best described as a state of unresponsive wakefulness. He has spontaneous eye opening and blinking. However, he shows no signs of understanding language, responding to verbal commands, or awareness of his surroundings. He has not spoken. He has not engaged in any purposeful movements or behaviors. His exam shows a spastic quadriparesis, which means he has profound weakness and contraction of the muscles of his arms and legs. The most important diagnostic test thus far was a magnetic resonance imaging scan of the brain. This study showed extensive loss of brain tissue in all regions of the brain. We have no certain or verifiable knowledge of the cause or circumstances of his neurological injury. This pattern of brain injury, however, is usually seen as a result of cardiopulmonary arrest, where the blood supply to the brain is inadequate for a period of time.
Yeah. Now, gee, I wonder how that happened to him. Torture, maybe? Oh, I know. It was waterboarding. Torture is one of the specialties of the North Koreans. They are the torture kings and queens, mostly kings. Women don't count there, you know. Women mean nothing to them. They are the kings of torture on the planet. No one can out-torture the North Koreans. So that's why I say anybody who thinks that they're going to go to North Korea to bring some sort of change to those people in North Korea, because it's not going to happen, not as long as Dear Leader is there. You know, that's the problem. If Dear Leader was to give it up and not be there, it would be a whole different situation. But Dear Leader's there. And there's a problem with Dear Leader. It's the way it is in Korea. It's the perfect Agenda 21 residence. If you want Nirvana, Jerry Brown, move to North Korea. Don't make California into North Korea, which is what you're doing, right? You're tearing down the infrastructure by neglect. I guess yesterday the Dear Leader of California threw a few crumbs into infrastructure, into the budget. Just a few things to think about. You know, I don't know why I'm thinking about these just unbelievable things, but, you know, I think it's worth the think, if you will, about the comparisons. Much heartfelt prayers and everything to Otto's family. They have a tough road. The brain will never come back. He's going to remain in this vegetative state the rest of his life. Now, what this indicates is that he was starved for oxygen. He was probably tortured to the point where he was choked for long periods of time. Just able enough to keep his brainstem oxygenated and his heart beating while the brain cells died off. That's really kind of what it is. See, he's got all of his stable, everything else is fine. See, this is what happens in your body. The extremities start to shut down, neurologically speaking, and it preserves the inner core of your brain, the midbrain, the stem, if you will, which controls basal functions, as they call it. And that's what happened. Suffocation, lack of oxygen, and now he's in a vegetative state, never to return. And, you know, you hate to say never, never, but, you know, and we pray that this doesn't happen. I pray that no more Americans go over to North Korea. Well, except if you're Dennis Rodman. Isn't it interesting that Dennis Rodman is invited to North Korea at the same time that they make the exchange for Otto warm beer? I have a feeling what they were doing was just sort of covering their rear ends, don't you? Bringing in one spectacle while replacing it with another. Dennis Rodman, boy, he's a proud American, isn't he? He just fits right in with Nancy Pelosi. Don't you find that a little amusing? Nancy Pelosi and Dennis Rodman, they could be a thing. Nancy in San Francisco, Dennis down in Newport Beach, California. What a spectacle that would be. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. You can call in 215-867-8255. We'll be back.
Doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Be prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And we're talking about Otto Warm Beer. Trying to get you up to speed on what's going on with the perfect United Nations Agenda 21 state. North Korea. A model of sustainability. As long as they're pilfering money from people. It's a criminal state, of course. But that doesn't mean anything if you're somebody like President Barack Hussein Obama. I guess, as they would say. Getting this thing queued up here for you. Sorry, I have to do my own studio work today.
Described as sweet, loving, fresh, He spoke about his son, who he described as sweet, loving, and kind. He also said he was wearing the same jacket Otto wore at his North Korean trial in 2016.
Thrilled that our son is on American soil. We're in the school that he thrived in, and I'm able to talk to you on Otto's behalf, and I'm able to wear the jacket.
There's still a lot we don't know about Warm Beer's condition. His father said that the regime brutalized and terrorized him. A spokesperson for the hospital currently treating him says he's in stable condition.
I can tell you that today at the University of Cincinnati Medical Center, Otto is in stable condition but has suffered a severe neurological injury.
When Warm Beer landed late Tuesday night, an ambulance met him on the tarmac and took him to a Cincinnati hospital. Otto Warm Beer traveled to North Korea back in January of 2016. Police detained him at the airport in Pyongyang after he allegedly stole a propaganda poster from the walls of his hotel.
Do you believe my son needed a used car? Do you believe he's not even a member of the church that he was accused of stealing a banner from?
A State Department official says the North Korean government informed the U.S. of Warm Beer's condition, claiming he was in a coma for a year. Otto's father confirmed that as well here today, but also says he doesn't believe anything the North Koreans have to say.
Personally, North Korea is a pariah regime. They're brutal and they're terroristic. You can't believe anything. Well, it's your choice. We don't believe anything they say. We see the results of their actions with Otto.
He says the president called the family last night to check on everyone. We expect to get a more complete update about his medical condition from doctors later this afternoon.
Well, so much for the perfect society. The perfect society, which would be Korea, of course. North Korea. Isn't that interesting? This is what they want us to look like, is North Korea. They want the world to look like North Korea. Turn off the lights. We don't need this, no stinking carbon footprint. The whole thing's a lie. Complete lie, and people have fallen for it. See, this is what happens when you take real science out of the curriculum. People don't have a mind for it. Why should they? I mean, if you're a totalitarian, you don't want people to be smart. You don't want people to be thinking. You certainly don't want critical thinking to be employed. That would, you know, Common Core, anybody? Do you connect the dots here? Common Core is designed to destroy education in this country, and it's working. You know, we used to have a very, very good public education system on the whole. Now, you could parse it out, but for the most part, when the system of free public education was brought to light, by the way, it was Karl Marx who did that. Yeah, the 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto is free public education for all. But the problem is, it would be state-run public education, right? But what we did in America, recognizing that, and said, well, you know, we think there should be local control and autonomy. See, the big thought when this country was set up was autonomy. People can do and should be doing in self-governance at the local level, not at the federal level. They didn't want one centralized federal governmental organization. They didn't want it. And they didn't want it for education. That wasn't even... Education back in the day when this country started was done at home with a Bible, a Protestant Christian Bible. That's how it was done. That's where people first learned how to read. And, you know, there weren't that many Bibles around back then. I mean, the 1700s. You know, originally, the only place you could find a Bible was in the church. Then a guy by the name of Gutenberg, and those guys come about and create printing, and pretty soon the Bible becomes printed around the world. You know, this is the thing about communications now, isn't it? But if you keep people ignorant about things like science, they're not going to be able to understand the basics about things like carbon. And some of them, even when it's put it right in front of their faces, don't understand it, or they've never learned it, never taken the time. Al Gore, Barack Hussein Obama. Think about how much ganja Obama was doing in his high school chemistry class. If he even took one, we don't even know that. We don't know what classes he took in college. Did he go to college? Oh, I'm sorry, the Kenyan did go to college because he's got scholarship papers listing him as Kenya born. Just minor little details about the former president. But, you know, when you're talking about science, I'm sure he's a great authority, and so is Al Gore, right? And so is Jerry Brown. But I want to know if they even understand about the basics of science, like what is the scientific method? What is carbon? I mean, just doing a little bit of checking. But this is the kind of country that you get, North Korea. And this is the kind of thing that they do to their own people all the time. Or if you're dear leader and you have exotic ways to kill people, you just line up your uncle and blow him away with an artillery shell. Now, I bring you this because people ask me, Paul, you know, you bring out the stories about the Oroville Dam and the potential that could have happened when the Oroville Dam almost broke and almost breached and almost became a catastrophe. And why would anybody want to even think about making that happen deliberately? Well, I don't know. Maybe you tell me. If they want it to be a perfect Agenda 21 scenario for this world and depopulate the world and have it take on the shape and size and demeanor and everything else of a North Korea, if that's their model, I don't think I'm too far off on the Oroville Dam business, do you? And I'm not the only one, by the way. I'm not the only one. There's a lot of people who think exactly the way I do. They just can't put those pieces of the puzzle together except that way. That's the problem. this is the environment we live in, where you have leaders running around playing dictator, violating the Constitution at will, trying to take people off the land here in California and create wildlife corridors. Rewilding, they call it. The plan to take humans off the earth and make it more like a wild America, a wild world again. This is planning and being done. That's what all these monument things were about. That's why the president is taking another look at monuments, thank goodness. The president doesn't want to rewild the country. He's putting a stop to it, which is good. Why do you think the Dems are so upset? Well, the totalitarians. We're not going to call them Democrats anymore. We're going to use the T word. They're just totalitarians. Why do you think Nancy Pelosi, who, by the way, don't you just love it? Right in the middle of this bipartisan outreach with this baseball game, Democrats are talking to Republicans, and it was really kind of, for a few hours, good. And all of a sudden, who pipes up but the queen herself of Agenda 21? The one who made it a binding situation. Remember, it was soft law. It's non-binding, this Agenda 21, when they first signed it and George Bush signed it down in Rio. Jerry Brown was there, of course. And then all of a sudden, in October, Nancy Pelosi introduces legislation in the House to make it binding through the President's Council on Sustainability. That was October of 1992. And guess who was elected in November of 1992? Bill Clinton. The one who exercised the first President's Council on Sustainability. Get the picture, ladies and gentlemen. It's right in front of your face. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
110.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
You know, you just gotta love it when a plan starts to come together. from Breitbart this morning. Say we've flipped now. We've gone from Drudge to Breitbart sourcing here. A lot of these stories are on Agenda21Radio.news also. You can call in area code 215-867-8255. That's it. 215-TOP-TALK 867-8255. Trump administration plans summer announcement of wall prototypes. Build the wall, big picture. Oh, the Dems go, Jerry Brown, And what will Jerry Brown do to try and stop this? Everything he possibly can. It's run out of time for him. The 2018 elections are coming up. And I don't think he's going to step down, unless he wants to. He's a dictator. What would he do? He might as well just run around being a dictator, right? Jerry Brown. Anyway, Trump plans summer announcement of wall prototypes. Can you hear me, Jerry? Let's pump up the volume. We'll shout louder. Trump administration plans summer announcement of wall prototypes. President Donald Trump's administration plans to announce design finalists for the big, beautiful wall. Dear leader. Dear leader, my gosh. This is Charlie Sperling with this article. This is something just right in your face. And, you know, they say, well, they're not going to allocate any money. We'll see. You know, we will see. We will absolutely see whether or not that's going to happen, whether or not they're going to allocate money for the wall. So Charlie Sperling's article about the wall. I just like it when a plan comes together. It says the announcement will take place sometime in the summer of this year, according to a U.S. Customs and Border Protection spokesperson. You know, these guys have got to be happy as all get out right now. They're no longer... they're no longer being told, don't guard this part of the border, you know, they played the games with them and all that stuff. Except in some places, I know there's some Obama holdouts within the Border Patrol. You know, I have not talked to my Border Patrol people in a while. They're probably wondering, yeah, you forgot about it. Donald Trump. Well, you know, Donald, you guys are in charge now. I mean, really, Donald just said you're in charge now, not being micromanaged from the White House. Says Trump supporters will soon see for themselves exactly what the wall might look like after the contracts are awarded and construction of the prototypes are completed. The prototypes will allow officials to see and test the designs for themselves, according to CBP. Customs and Border Protection, get it? Everything's got an acronym, even your name. Says before making the decision on the final design for the planned wall in southern border. It is unclear whether President Trump will be part of the public announcement of the prototype finalists. The White House did not respond to questions from Breitbart News about the president's deliberations on the wall or the upcoming announcement on the wall prototypes. But some of the final designs may differ from Trump's campaign vision of a solid wall made of hardened concrete rebar and steel. I hope they put rebar in there. And by the way, the Oroville Dam spillway had rebar in it. I don't know where people, you know... We went through this. People said there's no rebar. Well, there's no visible rebar. See, the thing is so big. The spillway was so big, you couldn't, you know, when you take pictures, you couldn't see it. It was just too far away. Close-ups obviously revealed that there was rebar. Just not a lot of it. Hello. And there wasn't a lot of concrete either, they found out. My gosh, can you imagine that? Just not a lot of concrete going on there. I mean, I just can't imagine why that might be a problem, you think? It says, but some of the final designs may differ from Trump's. The CBP proposal request called for both a solid concrete and a see-through structure, but share the same goal of preventing illegal border crossing. Now, listen, guys. We're going to build the wall, just like they have done in San Diego, San Ysidro. And it works, by the way. Now, I don't like the wall any more than anybody else, but it's lawlessness in Mexico. It's complete lawlessness, and that's what they want to bring up here. Just like Jerry Brown wants, lawlessness. Complete lawlessness and chaos. Some Trump supporters were frustrated after the administration failed to get funding for the wall in the fiscal year 2017 budget funding agreement, allowing congressional Democrats to claim a key victory. White House Budget Director Mark Mulvaney and White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer defended the administration's progress. However, pointing out that they secured funding for bollard border structures, that would help prevent illegal border crossings. Department of Homeland Security John Kelly described the structures as a see-through wall. And it says here that Trump also floated the idea of a wall covered with solar panels, suggesting that it would might keep and help pay for itself. Okay. Well, solar panels. That would be interesting. An array of solar panels on top. What would that look like with the illegals clamoring over the top of the solar panels? I don't know if that would happen or not. I doubt it. So the wall prototype is moving forward. And, you know, they didn't get the funding for it. That's just part of the gig. They just did not get the funding for it. And as a result, what they have to do is keep it politically out there in some way, shape, or form. And that's what they're doing. Good idea. The wall will be built in some way, shape. I don't think it's going to be a solid wall. I never thought it was going to be a solid wall, quite frankly. But parts of it already are a solid wall. And it, realistically, if you say you're going to build a wall right through the Rio Grande River in parts, you know, up along the riverbanks, I mean, that isn't going to happen. I mean, there's just some impracticalities about it. And I think that's got to be understood. And people are making such a big thing out of that. It's unbelievable. Let's play ball. Yeah, we did. 11-2. What else in Breitbart we have here? We got another one coming up. I think we got the music coming up, though, somehow. I think it's time. It's getting to be time. Says, will not be intimidated. Donald Trump to congressional baseball game. That's good. DOJ warns against stories attributed to anonymous officials. Really? And they are the anonymous officials. Well, not this DOJ, but, you know, the FBI. Blue Star, Blue State Blues. The Bible warned against fake news. I hate it when that happens. I hate it when that happens. Armed homeowners capture suspected Georgia cop killers. Huh. Really? Armed homeowners capture suspected Georgia cop killers. Imagine that. Second Amendment at work for you again. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
110.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $10,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
And my rock, my son Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. I'm captivated. We're going to bring this story up in the next hour. Armed homeowners capture suspected Georgia cop killers. The Second Amendment at work for you. You know, what do you do? Listen, in all seriousness, this is a problem that was a big concern of mine all the time as a school principal and school administrator. The person who would just walk up to the front of the school with a gun and start shooting, walk into the front doors and just start shooting, and then realizing that from that point on, the response by the police could be anywhere from 5 to 10 minutes if you didn't have a response coming back in time to stop it. Now, we just saw this on Wednesday, where the shooter came into a soft target, and he was met with a response. He was met with a response immediately, which is the way it should be. Now, it would have been nice if all those practicing representatives had guns, well, wouldn't it? Luckily, they did have armed protection there, and they responded. Could have been a killing of a dozen or so members of the House of Representatives. Instead, we got one wounded. Badly. Second Amendment at work for you. We're going to come back with that story. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21. Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.